This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
What are some hindrances to prayer? Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Brethren, there is an imperative need for each of us to pray for one another. There also is an imperative need for each one of us to examine our prayer life. For whom and for what do we pray? Do our prayers include the unbelievers, the atheists, the infidel? Is God interested only in those of us who make up that respectable middle class or to high class order of society? Do you ever take thought for those who worship the gods as of the gods of India, China, Japan, and other places? Brethren, when we see by way of television those people who are living in poverty, how do we react? With indifference, or with prayers in behalf of all such tragic causes and or circumstances? What are some common hindrances to prayers? Well, let's consider this. The prayers of a double-minded Christian, that is, an on-and-off Christian who is on fire for the Lord for a time and then for a time is cold, critical, and indifferent toward his brethren, his prayers most certainly will be hindered. James wrote critically of a double-minded man. He is unstable in all his ways, James 1:18. The prayers of a lukewarm Christian, that is, a Christian who is little for the Lord and little for the devil, and not much of either, his prayers will definitely be hindered. The Lord of the heavens, the Lord of heaven, wrote, "So because thou art lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth." The prayers of a bitter-minded Christian, that is, a Christian living in malice and envy, hateful and hating, his prayers are especially unacceptable. Paul wrote, "A factious man, after a first and second admonition, refused, knowing that such a one is perverted and sinning, being self-condemned," Titus 3 and verse 10. The prayers of a prideful Christian, that is, prayers such as were offered by the Pharisee who stood and prayed, "God, I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers," his prayers are wholly unacceptable before God. Jesus declared, "For everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled," Luke 18:11-14. The prayers of a lustful Christian, that is, a Christian who is involved in lewdness, including homosexuality, his prayers are wholly unacceptable to God. Paul wrote in Galatians 5:16-21, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And lastly, the prayers of an envious Christian, that is, a Christian who harbors in his heart malice, envy, and hate, his prayers are unacceptable before God. Paul wrote of those who focused on questions and disputes in 1 Timothy 6:4, "Whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, and surmisings." Let us not be one of those who has these characteristics that hinders our prayers. Thank you for listening to Exhortations.